Tink-tink.
Okay.
John, Paul, and George had been together since 1956. Ringo joined the band in 1962. Over the years, they'd been through a lot together. It was during the recording of the White Album that the band began to fall apart.
The group was kind of breaking up roundabout then. You know, once John got with Yoko, it was kind of obvious that he'd go the way he did. You know, he was obviously looking for new pastures. And so it kind of meant that the group was going to break up. It was kind of a shock for us all. But it kind of had to be, you know, you sense those things. You just know when a sort of period's up.
You say you want a revolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. You tell me that it's evolution. Well, but when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be alright? Alright. Alright. You say you got a real solution. You ask me for a contribution. Well, you know, we all do what we can. But if you want money for people with minds that hate, all I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait. All right. Institution. Well, you know, you better free your mind instead. But if you go carrying pictures of Chairman Mao, you ain't gonna make it with anyone anyhow. Don't you know it's gonna be alright? Alright.
John was raised by his Aunt Mimi. However, it was John's mother, Julia, who encouraged his musical interest. When John was 17 years old, Julia was killed in a car accident. Lennon dedicated a song to her. It's one of the most beautiful tunes on the album.
Half of what I say is meaningless, but I say it just to reach you, Julia. So I
sing the song of love, Julia,
Julia.
Seashell eyes, windy smile, calls me. So I sing the song of love, Julia. Sky is shimmering, glimmering in the sun. Julia, Julia, morning moon, touch me. So sing the song of love, Julia. When I cannot sing my heart, I can only speak my mind, Julia. Sleep. Sing a song of love, Julia. Mm-hmm. Calls me, so I sing a song of love for Julia, Julia.
Originally entitled Dollhouse, the cover of the Beatles' latest album was left white to further emphasize the contrast with their previous albums. Almost every track on the LP averaged over 30 hours of studio time, including a tune John wrote in an Alice in Wonderland theme, Cry Baby Cry.
Cry baby cry, make your mother sigh, you're old enough to know better. Gold was in the kitchen cooking breakfast for the queen. The queen was in the parlor playing piano for the children of the king. Cry, baby, cry, make him know the sound. For the children's holiday. Duchess of Kikori, always smiling and arriving late for tea. The Duke was having problems with a message at the local Burberry. Table for a seance in the dark. With voices out of nowhere, put on specially by the children for a lark. Cry, baby, cry, 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 cry.
take me back where I came from? Can you take me back? Can you take me back where I came from? Brother, can you take me back? Can you take me back?
By 1968, George Harrison had been a Beatle for over a decade. Sometimes he thinks it was destiny that made him join the band.
This is what happened. I got born seemingly to become Beatle George. But it doesn't really matter who you are or what you are, because that's only a temporary sort of tag for a limited sort of period of years.
It's been a long
coming up, a song written for kids becomes the theme for their psychedelic cartoon, and Paul writes a tune to help Julian Lennon cope with John and Cynthia's divorce on The Beatles' Long and Winding Road.
Contact Allergy Patrol. Sir, you're a florist. Why the gas mask?
Bless you! Allergies are out of control.
You must have taken a 6-hour allergy pill.
Yeah, but it stopped working.
Try new Contact 12-hour allergy.
But Contact's for cold.
Listen to the name again, sir. New prescription strength Contact 12-hour allergy.
12 hours? That's twice as long as Benadryl.
Come on, sir. It's time to smell the flowers. New Contact 12-hour allergy helps you control your allergies so they don't control you.
Use as directed.
I don't want to be a tattletale, but did you know that a lot of companies that make air conditioners put different names on them that aren't even their name? What's the matter? Are they ashamed? Well, they should be. On the other hand, American Standard air conditioners are made by guess who? American Standard. So maybe you don't know who made your present air conditioner, but I guess now you know who should make your next one.
American Standard Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
When you recreate Roman temples in sand, what kind of music do you listen to?
Classical.
Classical architecture.
Classical music.
Yeah.
And you already have Duracell batteries in that radio?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Pop the cover. Show the man.
Have you constructed any theories as to why Duracell batteries last so long?
the colors.
It's the great color. It's the copper color.
Uh-huh. It's just the, you mean just the sheer aesthetics of it, nothing functional.
Absolutely. Yeah. It could be a large amount of research and development.
Duracell. No other battery lasts longer.
Duracell.